I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The series is a modified version of a 12th century Roman Catholic service, which I included in the AIC bookstore publication, Occasional Services for Anglican Worship. At my former parish in Richmond, Virginia, we celebrated these O Antiphons as part of a combined Christmas Eve, Christmas Day Mass in four parts. In this video and its podcast version, the service is restored to its original form, one for each of the days from December 18th through December 24th, Christmas Eve. The purpose of the series is twofold. First, to revive this ancient service once used throughout the Western Church, and second, to help Christians learn the distinctions between the penitential season of Advent and the joyful celebration of the Nativity of our Lord. The great O Antiphon celebrations can help any parish ease the transition from penitence to joy. The great O Antiphon's offices are based upon the seven key words or phrases which inspired the Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Each antiphon is focused on a single important Christological concept, O Sapientia, December 18th, O Adonai, December 19th, O Radix Jesse, December 20th, O Clavis David, December 21st, O Orions, December 22nd, O Rex Gentium, December 23rd, and O Emmanuel, December 24th. Throughout the series, I will include a hymn followed by a mini-homily on the main theme of the day, always closing with a reading of the antiphon. Each of these is illustrated with one or more icons, paintings, mosaics, and photographs appropriate to the subject. We are indeed fortunate to have permission from Mr. Jared Hasselbarth, director of the Graduate School of Theology at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, to use his recordings of Advent music. You can obtain his box set of seven DVDs from www.nabaudio.com. That's www.nabaudio.com. Help us by referring to the Anglican Internet Church in your order. The first hymn is On Jordan's Bank, the Baptists Cry. The tune is Winchester New, an Anglican tune inspired by a German tune published in Hamburg in the late 17th century. The words were composed by Charles Coffin in the early 18th century. The translation in this sung version is slightly different from the one in traditional Anglican hymnals. You can sing along to the words on the slide.
Free, whom with the Father we are.
Again, I thank Mr. Jared Hasselbarth for permitting us to use his music for this entire series of programs. The theme phrase for December 18th is O Sapientia. Sapientia is Latin for wisdom. In traditional Christian teaching, Jesus Christ is considered the embodiment in human form of the wisdom of the Father. The writers of the Book of Psalms, especially David, taught that there was a difference between knowledge and understanding. Knowledge is the awareness in the mind of the teachings of God as provided the Hebrew people in the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. Knowledge is an academic and not a spiritual discipline. Knowledge itself is not enough. This is the clear meaning of David's words in Psalm 119, verse 26. And I have added emphasis to certain words. O teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy commandments, and so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Understanding the purpose of his incarnation on Christmas Day is what the joyful feast of the Nativity is all about. He came to save us from our sins and reconcile us to God our Maker. Understanding that we must be prepared through penitence for both his first and second coming is what the Feast of Advent is all about. On this, the first of the final 7 days of Advent, we begin the transition from penitence to celebration. And now the first antiphon, O Sapientia. And because this is being issued in a podcast version, I will read the citation from Scripture after each reading. Wisdom shall praise herself and shall glory in the midst of her people. In the congregation of the Most High shall she open her mouth and triumph before his power. I came out of the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth as a cloud. That's Ecclesiasticus, also known as the Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 24, verses 1 through 3. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil. From Proverbs 2, verses 6, 10, 11b, and 12a. And now the antiphon. O wisdom, which camest out of the mouth of the Most High, and reachest from one end to another, mightily and sweetly ordering all things.
O come and show us the way of prudence.
Thank you for joining me for this first day of the Great O Antiphons readings. Please join me for the second day in the cycle, December 19th, when the key phrase is O Adonai, and the music is the modern Advent song, The King of Glory Comes. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.